They're like a night out, you know, they don't turn up and you're left sitting in the bar.
So you're there all glammed up, all ready. The glam is on.
But I'm not there for long because I usually get chatted up.
You get chatted up?
Yes. Yeah, so.
And do you like that?
I don't mind.
So you're sitting there at the bar on your own.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, a bloke comes over.
Nasty. If I would like a drink, and being Scottish, I can't say no.
And what is your drink of choice?
Wine, of course.
White or red?
White. Red gives me a headache.
And what sort of white would you like?
I like Pinot Grigio.
And why do friends let you down? What excuses?
Okay, it's just sometimes they're finishing work and then they're late. Because we're like cabin crew, so sometimes you can't help it. Like if you're delayed, then there's nothing we can do about it.
So your cabin crew, is it for a large international transatlantic airline?
Yeah, I just came in this morning from
Chicago. Where did you come
in from?
Chicago.
So that's why I look like this.
And for the listeners at home, you're dressed to impress.
Oh, yes.
And working on those long-haul flights, is it a glamorous lifestyle? Is it like that movie?
Absolutely not. It's hard working. Well, it's like that. Catch me if you can. That's why I'm always missing my friends.
Do you have friends in every port, like in Chicago and all over?
The States, yeah.
If your friends cancel on you and you're there in the pub on your own, how does it make you feel?
No, I don't really mind, because I enjoy my own drink, my own company anyway.
So would you go to the pub and just have a pint on your own at the bar?
I go, I live on my own. I go out when I want to. I don't have to depend on anyone.
So you don't have to say, oh my goodness me, I can't believe it, but Jamie cancelled.
Doesn't matter.
So you're on your own?
I just tip out on my own because I enjoy myself, my own company.
So would you walk into a pub on your own and sit down there and say, can I have a pint of stout?
Into me local, yeah.
Would you not feel a little bit lonely?
No.
And would you have like friends at the bar, kind of like bar flies?
So I know all the owners and all the staff, the whole lot.
So is it like Cheers where everyone knows your name?
Yeah, I live local there in North County Dublin, out in Rollestown there. Kettle's Country House, a hotel pub there.
So you like going out to Rogenstown?
Yeah, but I'm beside it. I live beside Kettle's there.
Do you ever cancel on a friend?
No.
Never?
Never, no.
So if you say you're going to go out, you go out?
Yeah.
And how does it make you feel when friends cancel on you?
Annoyed, because I have limited time to go out because I have a child, and there's only certain times of the night I can go out.
And you're from the UK. People in the UK are on time.
And I reckon so.
You know, in Ireland, if we say we're going to meet at 7 o'clock, we really mean 8.
Yes, I have a friend that does that.
How does that make you feel?
Good.
Got it.
Yeah,
does
well,
it happen?
Well, it does happen, all right. Yeah, people. Well, whatever circumstance they're in, they can't make it.
Well, they might make an excuse.
They could make an excuse, you know. Depending on where you're going or who you're going with, I suppose, isn't it?
And perhaps you're meeting up for lunch in the city centre of Dublin, and because of a port tunnel collision with lorries, you just couldn't make it. Like, that could be a real excuse.
Well, that's
people.
Yeah, of course.
Make up excuses, though. They make stuff up.
They do. But listen, you have to take them at their word. If they're a friend of yours.
And how do you feel? Let's say you get to the pub and you get the text saying I can't make it, or you get to the restaurant, I won't be coming tonight, and there's just the two of you, or just yourself.
Well, I'd probably have one or two drinks and then head off.
So you would have a drink on your own?
I would.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, well, if I got there before the person, obviously I'm going to get there before the person because they're not there. So I'm not going to sit there, I'll wait outside, so I'm going to go in.
And what sort of excuses have you heard? Obviously the weather hasn't been great recently. People would use that one. You know, childcare issues, what else?
Well, I've never heard of a weather issue.
Really? No one said?
No, the last time I heard of weather. Well, the last time I heard that was about 15 years ago when we got bad snow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've never had an excuse for not being able to turn up for
it. You haven't had Storm Eleanor recently or Storm Dylan?
Yeah, but the deck chairs blew over in the back end, that was it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't call it a storm.
Maybe took sickness or
and
something like that.
And there is the usual suspects, and you know they're not going to show up.
Well, the usual suspects then, in that case, all right, you just know they're not going to turn up. There is a few people, all right, in groups. Everyone has them, I think. And you know them, and they just don't turn up, and you're not expecting them to turn up. And even the people, when we get there, they're all saying, no, they won't turn
up. Where is Joe?
Yeah, and
he doesn't come.
Yeah, and he never turn up.
Jeez, they're not your friends then, are they?
They're not your friends
if
they don't
show up. Yeah, if you don't want to show up, to hell with them. I wouldn't call them your friend.
So if we take Hollywood, for example, Emma Stone said she's not going to an after party with Jennifer Lawrence. So Jennifer Lawrence said, you know what, I'm not going to even bother. So she just sent her makeup artists home, but then reality, you don't have a makeup artist. But how would you feel if you had a shower, put a bit of gel in your hair, got ready, and then you get the call, look, I'm not meeting you? Does it annoy you?
It wouldn't bother me.
You would just go,
it's a day with them, that's it.
Disappointed.
My friends are pretty reliable, but if they did cancel at last minute, I just have to put up with it, because I might have to do the same. The friends I'd be meeting would be for sport, so I'd know that they really would come if they could.
So wouldn't, you know, worry, it's for sport. What sort of sport?
Well, it would be running or golf or something like that. I get pretty fed up now. Tennis used to drive me mad.
I'd say tennis was a tough one when they didn't show.
Because you're left with nobody to play with.
So you're just sitting there on the court.
Yeah.
Is it selfishness? Why do people let other humans down last minute?
Commitment. I think overcommitment, and just, unfortunately, which is the best one.
People,
so it makes you feel
so
second best.
Busy, and mm-hmm. they take on too much, and they mm-hmm. can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And something's got to give, and that could be your friend.
Yeah.
And you have to
work. When you put it like that, it's a bit blunt.
On friendships, though. I mean, is it about, you know, is it a full-time job trying to meet up with people and making that effort?
It is. It is. I mean, I think you have to factor in a little bit of rest in your own day. I don't think Jennifer Lawrence has to worry about that, but for me, that would be it.
So you want to have a bit of your time.
Work, a little bit of Dan time, and then meeting friends. So I guess that's my order.
We overstretch ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I always tell my friends they can come 10 minutes late for my funeral for all the times I kept them waiting, but I always say I'm worth waiting for. So.
And what sort of excuse would you give?
Well, a second family, you know, someone second.
A second family?
Yeah, or, you know, something happened.
And how many families do you have?
Talking about me, about Jennifer Holmes.
You've a good excuse not to meet friends, because you have Aussie flu, we think.
Yeah.
And you're out and about in the rain and this misty, miserable day.
McDonald's.
For a McDonald's?
For a McDonald's cappuccino. That's all I've had for 3 days.
So this is your first thing. You've come out for a coffee.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling right now?
Not about 8%.
And I'm not going to get too close to you, even though I've had the shot. I've had the flu jab just yesterday evening. €20 in the local pharmacy, and it's like that nationwide. You're trying to stay away from friends, and you have a good excuse
for
keep well away pulling a sickie.
To get this, I'll tell you, I've never experienced that. Like,
it knocked you for six, did it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Almost killed me. And I wouldn't go to the hospital because, they know the situation with hospitals. Probably end up worse, you know. You know what I mean? Probably end up getting something else.
No, I would never let someone down, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I would always show up, do you know? Like, if I wasn't going to come, like, I would say, but, like, no, I always stick to my word, so.
Ill health or something like that, but a sniffle, maybe not. No, but in general, people, our friends are very reliable because we're at an age, like, where we're not caught up in jobs and stuff like that, so. I would err on the side of being there early, always.
Early?
Yeah, well, not too early. Like,
so if you said 8 o'clock, you'd be there at 10 to 8?
I'd be there at 8 o'clock if possible, yeah.
But normally when people say 8 o'clock in Ireland, they really mean 9 o'clock or even 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean 8.
You mean 8?
I mean 8, yeah.
And does it annoy you when
it does
the Irish
annoy me,
show up
yeah. And
late?
You know, particularly weddings, if you're invited to a wedding and the bride is running an hour and a half late, that's infuriating too.
Why do you think she's running that late? Do you think she's having second thoughts?
No, she's making a statement.
She's the bride.
She's the bride. She can do anything she likes. So
you're not in the best of form today. Did somebody let you down?
Nobody let me down. It's just the weather. I find the weather a little bit disillusioning.
Well,
it's like this.
It's grey. It's miserable. It's winter. It's January.
It is, but still, humans are humans. You just don't feel great when the sun is not shining, do you?
So, you know, friends have shown up. You're not left abandoned here, are you?
No. Nobody didn't show up. I'm just out and about doing a few chores, and it's just pissy weather.
It's not nice, is it?
No, it's not nice weather.
Kind of get you down. Cold, miserable, grey.
Cold, miserable, grey, depressing, bloody blah. Everybody's in bad form. Road rage, of course, doesn't help if you're driving.
Sitting there for hours.
People pissed off.
Tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.